All countries hope and expect that their law officers will be unimpeachable. The British accept only the highest standards. Your behavior has been found wanting in that your ill treatment of these two young prisoners under interrogation resulted in their deaths. In the opinion of the psychologist, you are unsuitable for further duty here in Hong Kong. We therefore feel that your future career in England would be better confined to administration.
No Defense Against Demons, a new play for radio by Brian Lee, with Hayden Jones, Michael Byrne, Rosalind Ayres, and Christopher Gard. No Defense Against Demons.
About 5 minutes if the train's on time. Oh, I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be a great holiday.
You've made up your mind.
I have.
Okay, then that's what it's going to be.
Oh, you see how well we get along? All you have to do is agree with everything I say.
Oh, you better smile when you say that kind of thing. You're such a dogmatist.
Pragmatist. As a matter of fact, I am looking forward to this holiday.
I don't like anticipating things. It's nice to enjoy them when they happen. The trick is to be aware of your enjoyment.
Your nose twitches when you philosophize. It bugs me.
Beast. Is there a countryside flat around here? East Anglia's not all that far from London, I suppose, but from Jay's letter, you'd think he'd emigrated to Zambia.
It might as well be for him. He's a long way from China, wherever he goes.
I'll miss him for the rest of the term.
He'll miss us, two of his brightest students.
Oh, there'll be no shortage of students. He could be principal of this new college in a couple of years.
Oh, I don't know. He still has to find his way around. He doesn't know the country all that well.
Oh, Alan, Jay's been around. He knows the score academically.
Well, you know him better than I do.
Don't start that again.
I'm not starting anything.
I disagree with you about Jay, so you have to make some insinuation. And that's the way we all split up before.
Jenny, I don't want us to split up again. We're okay together. We energise each other like opposite poles.
Well, one subject we should know about is human relationships.
Right. And after we graduate, we'll get our own little cottage in the country.
After we graduate? 3 years of work almost over, and what happens then?
Well, we study our navels and come up with the answer to life at the combined age of 186.
We've got to use this knowledge somehow. Perhaps we should have taken up something more constructive, like engineering.
Too late. We're doomed to study human deficiencies. We could even end up in advertising.
It is a sight to engage me, if anything can, to muse on the perishing pleasures of man.
Spring will soon be here, then all our summer days roll out like barley from the ridge and golden light beyond.
Oh, you can't be pragmatist and poet. Here, the train's slowing down. Can you reach my case?
Terrific little cottage you got here, Jay. You could have found a nearer place for commuting, though.
I shall have to get myself a car as soon as possible to meet people at the station.
The college must be miles away from here.
I was offered a flat within the precincts, but I preferred to look around. I discovered the village of Cullerton, and here I am. Settling down, though, will be a different proposition. I think I shall be a stranger here for as long as I stay. Some shock to a rural community to find a Chinaman in its midst.
How do you like your new post?
It's a good college, I think. The building still smells of putty and paint, and nobody knows what corridor leads where. And I miss the comfortable old Polly in London. Still, here I am, a fully-fledged tutor.
You'll be missed in London.
I wonder, Jenny. I have a feeling sometimes that things were not so good. And I am an expert in human behavior.
Not so good? How?
With the students. Nice girls, nice boys, but sometimes a lack of communication. It was my fault. I'm a very mysterious person, it seems.
Yes, you are.
What are these newspaper cuttings, Jay? Barham Gazette, 1924. Strange happenings in Cullerton Village. Something about a plague of flies.
There are some more about fires, too. Great blue flames leaping out of fireplaces.
Well, what's it all in aid of?
What do you know about witches?
Witches? Not much.
Those cuttings are part of some research I started off seeing a sabbat in a wood near here.
A sabbat? You're joking.
I had no idea what it was at first. It was on one of my morning walks. Between 12 and 3 in the morning, I get my brightest insights into the meaning of the universe.
Mm.
I also have the common illusion that I understand myself more clearly in the quiet of the dock watch hours. Anyhow, to walk abroad and feel the soft beat of air against the face is very good therapy.
So is sleep.
Shut up, Alan.
I nearly did turn back from my bed on this particular morning. It was drizzling and cold. No reason for anyone, let alone a mad Chinese, to be out walking. But quite suddenly it cleared and the moon dropped out of the clouds like a penny from a purse. I came to Cullerswood and walked along the edge. I then saw flames flickering through the trees not far away.
And they were there.
I saw a group of people indulging in an orgiastic ceremony.
Well, that stirred the old Chinese blood.
Only the most desperate warrior could have been aroused. It was all a bit labored, like an amateur play.
I can understand what you mean. Slug white by moonlight.
Once I realized what I was witnessing, the implications were fascinating. I resolved skeleton. I crept away without disturbing a twig and back to bed.
Amazing.
What are you going to do about it?
Oh, I shan't push my interest too far. I shall quietly observe from my hide, like a bird watcher.
Well, they won't like anybody uncovering their dark secrets.
Oh, this could be interesting. I'd like to go to that wood.
Yeah, Jenny, not tonight, please.
Of course not. You must both be tired. You can go tomorrow afternoon while I do some college work.
Ah!
Alan! Alan! What's happened? Where are you? Where are you? What have you done?
I'm all right, I think.
Where are you?
Down here. Mind how you go.
Be careful. It's slippery near the edge.
Oh, you frighten me. God. You're covered in mud.
It's some sort of concealed cover. I pushed through those bushes and finished up down here.
Well, can you get up? Are you all right?
Yeah. Nothing damaged.
You must be soaking.
No, I'm a bit wet. Hold on. I'll have to get a good grip on this stuff.
Look, can I help? Can I pick your branch or something?
No, it's all right. I'll be all right. Hello, what's this?
What's the matter?
Oh, something stuck in this mud.
Oh, come on. Don't hang about.
Right. Here I come.
Oh, you smell awful.
Hey, look at this.
Oh, it's a skull.
Well, some animal, obviously. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're a mess.
Badger or fox, perhaps.
I suppose it's not unusual to find dead animals in woods. You think you might have something to do with...
Witches?
Look, you'll have to dry out somewhere. You'll get double pneumonia.
How am I going to get back to Jay's?
Oh, come on. We must be near the edge of the wood. Let's see if there's any sign of habitation.
Hey, Jenny, we can get out of here. Oh, no, there's nothing. Not even a farmhouse.
Well, there's some smoke over there, look.
Oh, yeah.
I can see a roof now.
It's a caravan.
There must be someone inside. Come on.
Original gypsy residence. The Witch of the Wood?
Oh. What's that? Look on the pole.
Jesus. It's the biggest bird I've ever seen.
Oh, jet black. He looks really evil. What is it, for God's sake?
Well, I think it's a raven, isn't it?
A raven? I've never seen one before.
No, nor have I don't think. They're very rare.
Do you think we ought to try and find somewhere else?
Jenny, I'm not going to be put off by some bird. It's got a chain on its leg anyway, for God's sake.
All right, but you knock on the door.
Okay.
What is it?
Sorry to disturb you. We've had a bit of an accident.
He fell down a hole. Could he dry out his clothes?
Sorry to trouble you.
Where are you?
Look, if I could just sit over your fire for a minute or two.
All right.
It's very kind of you.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, look, Alan, a lamb. Oh, how sweet. Are you feeding it?
He used Dad, and I don't take him yet.
I'll just take my jumper off and stand over the stone.
Ring that there bottle, though.
Are they your sheep?
Some of them. You hand me that old bottle over.
Oh, could I feed it?
you like. I'm going to get this new teat on first. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, what's that you got there?
Oh, it's a skull. I found it in the wood.
What do you want with a skull?
Well, I collect this sort of thing.
Oh?
Well, Adam, what do you think it was?
That? I don't know. Sheep's head.
Sheep?
No, we lose them sometimes in the snow. Sheep's head. I shouldn't bother with it. Leave it here.
Oh, I'd rather keep it, thanks.
What were you doing in the wood? What were you looking for?
Oh, nothing. We were just walking, really.
We're down here on holiday. Friend of ours has just got himself a cottage.
Here, you give me that there lamb. That lamb tear the teeth to pieces.
Sorry. Perhaps we ought to go now, Alan.
Well, hold on. I'm not dried out yet.
Don't be long, old Red. We've got things to do.
We won't stay any longer than we can help.
How was the bath?
Oh, blissful.
So Jenny tells me you didn't surprise any witches in Culliswood.
Well, it wasn't likely we'd meet any in the afternoon. Do they hold matinees?
I doubt it. I thought you'd find it interesting. I think I've stumbled on something here which could provide useful background to our discussions last term. I'm no longer your tutor, but I have an interest in your welfare.
Jay, did you leave those newspaper cuttings out purposely so we'd find them?
Let's just say that you could earn your cornmeal while you're here. Anyway, you were interested enough to bring me this skull, at least.
Oh, I just wanted to see what you'd make of it.
Well, I hear the shepherd referred to it as a sheep's head. I wonder why he should say that. As I've seen many of them, it is quite evidently not so. I'd say possibly a fox. A fairly recent skeleton, too.
Mm-hmm.
Your find could be quite significant. Did you know that the fox was used by early Japanese witches as a familiar?
Is this the only pub in Carlton?
Oh, I should think so. The new inn. Not all that original. I'll get us another drink.
Hey, see if you can find out anything about the witches.
What, from the publican? We're supposed to keep a low profile, Jason.
No harm in a casual inquiry.
Sure, okay.
You want the same again, sir?
Please.
Well, passing through, are you?
No, we're staying a few days. A friend just bought a cottage here.
Oh, yes. That'll be that chap what teaches over Bardham.
Oh, news gets around.
A small place.
Interesting village, this. Got a lot of historical associations, I should think.
Well, it's famous most. More than some.
I read something about witches, I believe.
That'll be £43, please. Read what?
Didn't they have some supernatural happenings here some years ago?
Well, I think that's quite likely. Don't suppose there's a village in England without a ghost.
Not hauntings.
Well, we had a headless dog around a few weeks back.
A what?
No, forget it. I were only joking.
Here, George, you large whiskey in there.
I'm coming up, Barney.
Ah, thanks.
Negative reaction from publican.
What did he say?
Oh, I didn't know about witches. All this business will probably boil down to a few pathetic weirdos who decide to take off their clothes in the wood one night.
There has to be more to it than that. We ought to make our inquiries more positive.
Well, we'd better have another talk with Jay.
Excuse me. Stevens, are you?
Sorry?
You too. Now, Stevens, looking around the place, are you? Well, the name's Denver. Barney Denver. George told me you're staying with us here, Trig fella.
Oh, yeah?
What are you doing to study in this place?
We're not studying. We're on holiday.
Oh, not staying long, then.
Well, as long as we like, I suppose, is the answer to that one.
Hey, Barney.
Hello?
Look out your window.
What is it?
Hello? What's up, then? Here. There's a fire over Curtis Woodway.
Oh, rare old blaze.
Yeah. Back in the woods somewhere, saw it shoot up like from my window. I've got a brigade out.
Well, let's go over there and take a look.
Do you want to see a fire?
Why not? Come on. Alan, it's the chief of the caravan.
I wonder where he is.
Do you keep back? You keep back there.
The fire's under control. It hasn't reached the front of the caravan.
It's so neat this morning. Now it looks like something out of Dracula. Hey, there's a body. They're pulling someone out. He was in there. Oh, God.
That's the Chinaman.
Oh, Jay! Alan, it's Jace.
Oh, he's covered in blood. He's dead.
Oh, he's...
Jace, dead.
Oh.
Love me, love me, love me.
From Alkin.
Saravano,
love. Zenda, Zenda, Zenda.
To him who hath suffered wrong.
Ah. What's the matter, my Varavan?
Oh, you know.
Murder? Murder?
He must have really gone round the bend.
That's exciting. Fantastic. Our grand officer.
Why did he do it? And with the consecrated sword?
Who can tell? He had a vicious temper, like all stupid men.
I never thought he was stupid. He frightened me, touched or no. Where's he gone off to? He and Delia know where.
The company don't know. Them I spoke to. I'll ask again later.
Will we hide him?
If he come, we will.
Where is he now?
Could be he's turned into a raven, eh? Nesting up alongside his mate.
Never you joke about it.
What kind of witch are you? Do you think I couldn't become a raven if I chose?
Ah, that you could. Would he kill to protect the coven? Would he be mad enough if the Chinaman were making inquiries?
No telling what our warlock might do, I suppose.
We gotta think about this.
No, we ain't. The man had no power except what I give him. I got the ritual and the ancient dances. I can invoke. He was an actor, not the head. You know that, my Varavan, now.
Oh,
we need a new warlock now, so. Not important. Forget this here madman. He's a runaway.
Yeah, nobody really knew him.
And nobody knows me. Not even you. Nobody knows me or what I am.
Oh.
You just remember, you can play with me long as I can.
Get them clothes away!
Brothers and sisters! Our prince can't be with us.
Now what have he done? Murder, they say.
Have you been to anyone? Has anybody set eyes on him?
No? Well, he ain't been in here. I ain't seen him. If he comes, we'll hide and I'll do that.
Seems this Chinaman been asking questions.
Well, this murder's been done. Now our prince will get in touch in his own time, we hope. Barabaran, take out the candle.
We
paid the homage. Now we'll dance a little. What do you say? Who's first with me?
Oh, Zenda, Zenda.
I can't believe it. He was clutching the skull. He had that damn skull with him.
Yeah.
What do we do now?
I don't know. Wait, I suppose.
There'll be an inquest, won't there?
Yeah.
How about the burial? What are we going to do about that?
Well, I don't know what they do with atheists.
Notifying people next of kin.
I'll get in touch with the college. They'll know what to do.
There are some letters for him here. He hadn't opened them.
Better put them in the hall.
Okay. Alan? There's a woman outside.
Huh?
She looks a bit odd, staring.
Well, see what she wants.
Hello? I was sorry to hear about your friend. Thought I'd come over and say so. Oh, that's nice of you. Oh, don't stand out there. Come in.
No.
I just stopped by. I'll soon be off. Terrible thing.
Do you live in Culloden?
My husband owned most of the land back in Ontheseer Cottage. His family have been here for years. I never met your friend. Was you like that? Met a Chinaman? Very interesting. So sad, though.
It's incredible. We still can't believe it.
I heard the engines and saw the blaze in the sky.
Did you know the shepherd?
Oh, Curtis. Yes. Seems strange to think your friend should be visiting him.
Strange.
after so short time in the place. Now he's dead. What tragedy death is. You must come and have tea with us before you leave, Cullerton.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you, Miss.
I'm Sarah. Sarah Carradine. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Come to tea. What time is tea these days?
It's just politeness. She didn't mean it. Oh, God, this is awful. When do you have to see the police?
The local copper will be down to see us later. But they'll be calling in the CID, he said. We'll have to see them as well when they get round to it.
Ah, Inspector Anderson. Harry. Good to see you back.
Thank you, sir.
I'm so glad you've recovered from this, illness.
I do like to refer to it as an illness, sir. If one has suffered from anything mental, one feels obliged to apologize for not breaking a leg.
Oh, you've no need to apologize to me or anyone else on the division. We all recognized you as a capable officer. You were respected, still are, for your attention to detail and your scrupulous attitude to your job.
I always thought I did a good job, most of the time.
The thing was, it's a question of getting along with people. Getting along, that was the difficult thing, wasn't it? Marriage over now, is it?
Be divorced, yes, sir.
Pity that.
Well, it was the marriage which triggered off my trouble.
Yes, I suppose so.
Well, now I'm anxious to get down to police work again, sir. I've never had a sleep this night over a case.
It's getting very complicated now out in the counties. All these computers and visual display units. We were coppers. We were expected to be human beings, not robots. We had bicycles, not pandas. Police force by courtesy of Walt Disney we've got at the moment. Still, you chose a good time to come back. The chief is up with the Mets on a fraud case, and I haven't had to call in the regional crime squad here yet. It's a record I want to keep up. You were always a good detective.
It's very good of you, sir.
Well, you've been around the station for a couple of weeks. I hope you're settling in.
Mm-hmm. Long enough to get my bearings.
You've contacted Sergeant Brown, I suppose.
Yes, we have met. We haven't worked together yet, of course.
Keen sort of bloke, ambitious.
Yes. Yes, he's quite a natty dresser. Signet ring, such like.
They do dress up a bit today. New blood. Well, now, there it is, Harry. Welcome back.
It was very good of the division to accept me, sir.
Well, I had a word with the standing committee.
Ah, yes. Well, I hope they will take to me a second time. I want to be liked.
You know, if I was a psychoanalyst, which I don't pretend to be, I would probably say that you were lacking in self-esteem.
Oh, is that so?
Now, this business at Cullerton. Born there, weren't you?
I was.
Good. Get on with it straight away. The sooner we pick up this catchwise fellow, the better.
Right.
And, keep in touch.
I heard you were having a word with the chief, sir.
That's right, Sergeant Brown.
About the case?
No.
Oh, I thought you might be discussing it with him.
Sergeant Brown, we haven't been in association very long, so you won't know that I like things to proceed in a logical fashion. I prefer to tell people things, if I want them to know, in my own time, for instance. Now, that may be looked upon by some as obsessional. If so, then that's what it is, and you'll have to get used to it. It's like my having no sense of humor, which is something else peculiar to me.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, sir.
Oh, yes. Luckily, it doesn't worry me too much. In fact, if I was a psychoanalyst, I would have to say of myself that I suffer from high self-esteem. What do we know about Curtoise?
Well, there's nothing on record about him. All that I've got so far is he was more gypsy than shepherd. A bit of a tinker. Old inhabitant of Cullerton.
Oh?
He runs a small holding. He wasn't much liked. Surly individual, they say.
Has he got a form?
No.
Have Mr. Cryer and Miss Towner arrived?
Waiting in here, sir.
Oh, well, I'll see him now.
Come in.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm Inspector Anderson, and this is Sergeant Brown. We're working on this case. I have the statement you made to our local officer. Now, you said in your statement that you left Mr. Kay to do the washing up and went to the pub. Did he say why he was going to visit Curtoise?
No.
He gave no indication that he knew the man?
No, he didn't.
Was Mr. Kay the sort of man to provoke an attack?
No, Jay kept his cool in any situation. Well, he lectured in psychology and had been a practicing psychiatrist.
Oh, and that would make him cool?
Well, you see, you have to be in command of your own emotions to examine other people's.
Oh, really? Yes. Well, it seems on the face of it that Mr. Cave was the victim of an unprovoked attack, and we shall have to wait for his assailant to tell us why. We have to be concerned with the fact that there is a killer at large, a man who must be classified as dangerous.
I think you should know about the witches.
Alan.
Witches?
Jay thought there was witchcraft being practiced in Cullerton.
I should warn you that I have no sense of humour, Mr. Cryer. I haven't laughed for a very long time, and I wouldn't want to on this occasion.
Well, I just thought you ought to know.
You mean he was here in Cullerton to look for witches?
I would prefer it if you didn't interrupt my questioning, Sergeant, except by prearrangement. Alternatively, a simple request for permission.
I'm sorry, sir.
He just found some evidence by accident.
Evidence?
Not really evidence, Alan.
Well,
Inspector, we don't know anything except what Jay told us. I don't think we can be of any real help.
Could I ask a question, Inspector?
Of course.
I presume this has something to do with the skull of the fox that Mr. Kay was clutching.
Right. Jay thought the skull might have been used at a sabbat or had something to do with the ritual.
And you believe that he went to discuss this with Kurt?
Yes.
Right?
He couldn't understand why the shepherd thought the skull belonged to a sheep.
And what was this evidence that Mr. Kay discovered about witches?
Well, he didn't tell us specifically.
Just something he read in some old local newspapers.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we shall be wanting your assistance again, no doubt, once we've caught Curtoys. Well, that's all, I think. Oh, you know that you're wanted for the inquest?
Yes. And we're not sure about the funeral?
Oh, I understand. In that case, you'll be here for the greater part of the week.
Well, I suppose so.
At Mr. Case Cottage?
Yeah.
Mm. Thank you, Mr. Cryer. Right. Miss Turner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Sergeant, nothing to do now but wait.
Curtoys could be a long way from here by now.
Yes, and not one sighting have we received from any of our neighbouring divisions. Odd thing, huh?
Mm.
I am puzzled by our Curtoys. Having murdered this man in what we can only assume is a passionate rage, he takes time off to set fire to his caravan. Why? In an attempt to hide the body? Very inefficient. And in escaping, leaves no trace, not a torn bush, not a sign. He might have flown away. On a broomstick, you think, Sergeant?
Alan, you awake?
Yeah.
I want to talk to you.
I told you I'm awake.
Jay was murdered here and we're sleeping in his cottage.
Well, you've got to stay somewhere. There's the inquest and the funeral.
This man Curtoys, where is he now? Suppose he comes here.
Why should he do that?
I don't know. You didn't have to mention about witches to the police.
I didn't like Anderson's attitude. It was patronising.
But he didn't need to know about witchcraft. Curtoys killed Jay. They'll find him and he'll be put away. That's it.
But why did he do it, Jenny?
Because he was mad.
Look, I've read Jay's notes. He says that in Cullerton, there was a big mansion called the House of Cullies, and a lady called Anne Copper, who lived there in 1645, was burned as a witch. Jenny, the reason for Jay's murder could be in these notes and his interest in Cullerton.
The notes aren't any of our business. I don't think they're relevant anyway.
But when Jay mentioned them to us, you were the enthusiast. You were the one who wanted to find out everything about Cullerton.
In the context of group behaviour, yes, but this is reality.
Oh, so what have we been doing for the past 3 years? Playing games?
Something like that, yes. Theorising, planning mock town centres, having mock therapy sessions.
And you think there's something real about witches?
Of course not.
So, there's nothing to be frightened about.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here primarily to determine the identity of the deceased and the precise cause of death. These two things. The first has been established. For the second, you have heard medical evidence that the victim died from a wound in the chest inflicted by a sharp instrument, presumably a large knife with a distinctive curved blade. This weapon has not been found. It has disappeared, together with the usual occupant of the caravan, Mr. Curtoys. We know, therefore, how Mr. K met his death. But the evidence we have must lead us to consider a case of murder or manslaughter by a person or persons unknown.
Me and unknown? I know him. Devil?
Silence.
Blimmin' maniac. You better catch him, you will all know about it.
What is your name?
Ralph Carradine. I've got the biggest farm here.
Well, whatever your capacity, it doesn't exceed mine. I will not have that kind of interruption. If it occurs again, you will be held in contempt.
You better catch that maniac. That's all.
Mr. Carradine, if you have any evidence pertinent to this inquiry, you will go into the witness box under oath. Mm. If you have not, you will make no further statements from that chair without punishment by this court. I assure you of that. Mm. Right, ladies and gentlemen, the evidence presented to us in this case does not include that of an eyewitness, and so enable me to issue a warrant for his arrest and trial. I must advise you that the only suitable verdict will be one of murder by person or persons unknown.
Ralph Carradine, that must be Sarah's husband.
He certainly doesn't like Curtois.
Excuse me, my name's Toms, Jeff Toms. Newspapers, Barnum Gazette and the rest. Thought we might have a chat.
Oh, no, we haven't got nothing for the press.
I met your late tutor, you know. Interesting man.
Oh, really?
Look, my car's outside. Let me give you a lift. Your J.K. called at our Barnum office some while ago, looking up old files, interesting himself in his chosen place of residence, he said. Our editor, Sam, was anxious to get a feature on the new tutor from foreign parts. Anyway, I got to interview Mr. K. That's how we met. We had a long chat about this and that. Must have been really rough for you to find him the way you did.
How long have you been a local reporter?
Now, wait, I'm not just a local reporter. I didn't get fat and comfortable just mouldering in the sticks like a lot of stringers do. The Nationals use my stuff. Anything you see featured in your Sunday papers from this part of the country is down to Jeff Thomas.
Star pupils find gory body of ex-tutor.
I wouldn't do that to you. How about some background, though?
There's no background. We don't know why it happened.
There's got to be something.
You know Cullerton pretty well, don't you?
Well, as most places.
Have you heard anything about witchcraft?
About what?
About people dancing naked in the wood.
What the hell?
Jay saw something.
He told you this?
Nothing for sure.
He thought it was a witch's Sabbath, a ritual gathering.
For a psychologist, that's some deduction. You can bet we've got a certain number of repressed in the community, like a lot of other places celebrating their recent discovery of sex. But witchcraft? No. This is a God-fearing community, you know. The witches. Tell me more.
Can we stop now, please? We can walk to the cottage from here.
We'll be there in a minute.
I want to walk.
Okay. We must have a chat again before you go back to London.
We'll know all we have to when they catch Curtois. Hell with you. What are you trying to do? Blabbing to the press.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jenny. I didn't mean to.
You're the man who wants to keep a low profile. Listen, Jay's dead. I don't want to know about Satanists or devils or anything paranormal. Just now it makes me sick. For God's sake, we don't want to play at amateur detectives.
It's not that. I feel I want to know, that's all.
Alan, it's not important anymore. Jay's dead.
Hello there.
What the hell?
Oh, sorry I startled you.
Well, where did you spring from?
I come to take you to tea.
Let go my arm, Carradine. You're a fool jumping up in court like that.
All this won't find him. The man's a devil, I know that.
Ralph, we've got to keep what we know to ourselves. I had it all set up. Cordo's doing this has complicated the issue.
Cordo's had run away. He killed this Chinaman, he'll kill again.
This man, Kay, discovered something. Those students might have too. I just don't understand it. Of course, I said a temper, but he wouldn't kill a man. Oh. Not in my judgment. Well, all I hope is that he's very insane when they catch up with him. With that and the sex angle, I might still make a go of it. You're right. He could be mad enough to do it again.
You go after Sarah.
He won't do anything to Sarah. Curtois believes she's got the power. Maybe she has. She bewitched you, so you tell me. Mm. I shall need some more cash from you, by the way.
You've had hundreds off of me.
There wasn't any agreed top figure.
I ain't paying you to live like a squire. You can't keep twisting like this.
Currently, I'm paying for you to live like a farmer by concealing the truth about the lovely Sarah.
Never you call my wife that.
Dancing out there under the moon.
Never you can't lie to fool. I might just kill you.
Ralph, you are a dirty old man. I'm sorry for you. But you brought this on yourself by choosing to marry this strange female.
If Sarah appear in this here newspaper story of yours, we'll see what no man can do.
Ralph, please, don't threaten me. You're paying to stop looking a fool in 2-inch headlines across the centre pages of the Sunday Press.
Well, stop it!
Are you in here?
Thank you.
Miss Towner. Oh, you've caught up with me again. I'm just getting some more local colour on Quiltoys.
Ralph can't help you.
Oh? Perhaps you've got something to tell me.
What about?
Nothing.
I don't know. I'm open to information, gossip of all kinds. No? Ah, well. We have to take care of each other in Callerton now with a dangerous man on the prowl. Who's next, they'll be asking.
I reckon you'd better be off.
What are you doing here anyway, Miss Towner?
I've been invited.
Oh, they're very hospitable people in Callerton. Well, I'll be off, Ralph. As I said, I've got enough for a fairly good story already.
Yeah.
Why do you have that man around? They smell. Here, I brought someone to tea. Took the shortcut back of the farm and frightened her and her boyfriend out of their wits at the cottage gate, didn't I? You were too thunderstruck to come round here, I reckon.
Oh, no, he just wanted to do some work.
Ah, well. So, now we're going to have some tea to calm our nerves. This here is my husband, Ralph.
We saw you at the inquest, Mr. Carradine.
Oh, I saw you. Saw your bloke in the box. Why should you be poking about in Callerton? Why should the Chinaman come to that?
Manners, Ralph. He looked after these two, the Chinaman.
Oh, he didn't look after us. We studied under him.
Ooh. Who were he then?
Just a lecturer. He came here to be a tutor at the new college.
I wonder if he knew about the world inside and outside. He must have done, do you reckon? If you were so clever.
Inside and outside? I don't know what you mean.
We never asked for people to come here. Be damned to you, Chinaman.
That ain't nice, Ralph. I brought her over for tea.
Well, do you take her back?
We gotta give her tea.
Sarah? Lost my temper. I'm always doing that, you know.
Apologize, then.
Well, Sarah, leave it now, shall we?
Apologize to me.
I'd better go, I think.
Apologize?
Good, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Now you got to make the tea. That's what I brought her over for. So you could make us our tea.
Right.
Do you sit down, Jenny? Sit down. Ralph is very sorry. He's got a temper, see? He must try and control it sometime.
Tell me more about this woman, Jen.
Nothing more to say. She was weird. They both were. Ralph Carradine made tea, and we drank it, and we sat there. He didn't speak again. He watched Sarah all the time. He seems to worship her.
I suppose it would be a simple matter to decide what kind of psychoses we're dealing with.
Oh, don't be pompous.
Well, there you go. I talk about witches and you sit on my head. I mention reality and you get uptight.
What's your reality got to do with psychology? I may not finish my third year.
Oh, come on.
Well, who needs it? Grinker and Spiegel, Freud and Jung, Rogers and Hart. Somehow, when we've loaded ourselves down with all this philosophy, we have to relate to real people. We have to get jobs, you know, with real people. All this work on analytical psychotherapy. I'm a very informed person and a very confused one.
Now, you've just been working too hard.
Yes, I have, and I needed a holiday, not a sabbatical.
Oh, my Jenny's still in there somewhere.
Nuts.
I know how you feel. You have to process a lot of information. Stuffed up to here like a Strasbourg goose.
Sorry. I'm getting a feedback from this place. I wanted to stay, and now I want to run away.
There's no need for you to feel like running away. Okay, what happened to Jay was terrible, but life goes on, right? Let's look at these notes again. Jay was obviously planning to go some way into all this, and let's complete it for him. He's speculating here on the need for these modern witches to escape from reality. Experimentation, avoidance of boredom, small-scale society relations. Mm. It's all here, witchcraft and Satanism. The ceremonies, or sabbats, are nocturnal, between midnight and cockcrow. There's feasting and dancing, normally following a set ritual, and sometimes culminating in the raising of power to destroy an enemy. Hey, wait a minute.
What is it?
Well, I've just had a thought. Jay said he saw a sabbat. You think Curtoy saw him? Look, I want to pop down to the new inn.
What, now?
You can stay here. I won't be long.
Are you asking questions again?
Shall I answer that?
Well, there's no need to treat me like an unexploded bomb.
All right.
I'll be in bed when you get back.
Oh, I look forward to that.
And I now present you our new warlock, Varavanal!
I can't be rightly made a warlock. Not without the consecrated sword.
We'll get the sword. You'll be better than him. You got a better body than he had, my bright demon.
Oh, the gypsy could be watching us somewhere.
Not him. He's gone. I say he wasn't much. Not a real witch at all. Not after all.
He still have that sword? If he knew I'd be made the new warlock?
My strong Varavan.
Oh.
So tall, so brown. Oh. Never you shiver, you won't be harmed.
Where has Cadoy's gone to? Who's hiding him?
Varavan, you're breaking rules.
Oh.
I should tell the company.
No, don't ever tell him. I'm sorry, I was thinking aloud like...
My warlock. I'm the queen, aren't I, Varavan?
Oh, you're the queen, then.
Queen, president, and grandmaster.
Right. All three.
By the blood of Abel, by the righteousness of Seth and the prayers of Noah, by the voice of thunder and the dreadful day of judgment, come! Night fright with no husband, night fiend without wife, by the great book of Rood, come now you to life. Come now you to life. O stone, O stone, O stone.
Alan? Oh.
Wait a minute. Let me sit down.
Look, your head's covered in blood.
Somebody hit me.
In the pub.
Oh, that hurts, Jen.
Sorry. I'll get some water and clean you up.
Not in the pub, at the caravan.
What were you doing over there?
Well, I wanted to look round. They got ropes around the place and a few lamps. I dodged under one of the ropes and started towards the caravan. Then, wham, something hit against my head. Well, I think it was a lamp. I heard the glass smash.
Who was it?
I don't know. All I saw was a black shape, a silhouette.
You can have a black eye, but there's only one deep cut. Do you think it was Curtoy's?
It must have been. Ah!
Oh, sorry. Hold still. You'll have to tell the police.
I mean to. Jenny, I've now got proof that the Carradines are mixed up in this in some way or other. Curtoy's is still in Cullerton.
Assuming that he hit you.
I know where he is.
Where?
I think he's being hidden by the coven.
Oh, I see.
You were at the inquest, weren't you?
Oh, you saw me there.
You know Mr. Carradine, the farmer who shouted at the coroner?
Yes.
Well, have you questioned him? Have you asked him why he did it? He called Curtoy's a maniac.
Oh, when we find him, we shall know.
Have you seen
Tell me, what has this to do with witches?
Have you seen Carradine's wife?
What about her?
She is the strangest woman you could possibly meet. If ever anyone fitted the description, which she does.
Very scientific appraisal.
Well, you want to see her?
I don't have to. I know Sarah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Sarah Copper, that was.
Before she got married, she was Sarah Copper.
Yeah.
Well, that means she must be a descendant of Anne Copper, the one who owned the House of Cullies. Did you know that?
I know there was a House of Cullies.
And you told me you didn't know about any witchcraft in Cullerton.
Did I? I don't think so. I would have remembered saying that.
Oh, so you do believe it, then?
I don't know much about interrogation, Mr. Carr, but I do like to see my questions have some kind of logical sequence. No, I don't believe it.
And you've met Sarah Carradine. Anyone can see the woman's weird.
I first met her when she was about 15 years old. She was involved with a man, unpleasant sort of case. I put the man away for indecent assault. Sarah may be weird, as you say. She is also an unfortunate woman. She had a very rough childhood. Her parents were on the road until they settled in Cullerton, squatted, as they say today. They took over a shed by Cullis Wood. Father did nothing but get into trouble one way or another. He died in prison. The mother disappeared. Sarah remained on her own. There's no one to bother about her, no care or estate now. She looked after herself from the age of 13.
Well, do you know about Ralph Carradine's dog?
Dog? No.
When Jenny and I were at the New Inn, the night Jay got killed, the publican said something that stuck in my mind.
Before I got this bang on my head, I spoke to him again. He told me that a few months ago, Ralph Carradine found his favourite fox terrier hanging on his front gate, minus its head. And it seems that sometime before that, Carradine accidentally shot one of Curtoy's ravens.
And Curtoy's did that to his dog?
That's what the local gossip says. Nothing's proved. Carradine got into a rare old state about it, made a lot of threatening noises.
What's the point of your particular anecdote?
Well, the skull we found wasn't from a fox, it was Carradine's fox terrier. I think Curtoy's was using it as a familiar, a trophy obtained from his enemy, which he was using in a ritual.
Hmm. Where does that get us?
Well, I told you, there is a witch's coven in Cullerton. Jay's got notes on it at the cottage, and I've been reading them. Somewhere in Culliswood, there's a meeting place, no matter what you say about Sarah Carradine. This place could be at the spot where Jenny and I found the skull. Curtoy's could be hiding out there.
Could you find the place again?
I think so. With Jenny's help.
I hope you're not frightened by Cullerton, Jenny.
Frightened?
Well, it's a quiet place. I suppose you might say menacing in these circumstances. But living in your dear friend's cottage doesn't help.
We won't be here long.
Staying for the funeral, are you?
We have to.
As I said, it occurred to me that J.K. might have made some notes. I'd like to see them. You mentioned that tavern.
What's this?
A troop of local coppers. Inspector Anderson, I heard you were back on the Noddy Trail. Been away for a while, we hear. What was it you were supposed to be doing? Recuperating was the official explanation.
What are you doing here, Toms?
I don't have to register my movements in this county.
I wish I could hope that things would change.
Nothing you can do about it, Anderson.
Sergeant Brown, this is Mr. Toms. He describes himself as a reporter. Oh, I saw your car outside, the one with the expired license.
You've got no talent for baiting the press.
I've never baited the press. I prefer to pretend that it doesn't exist most of the time. I want to speak to Miss Turner, please.
Oh, don't mind me. I'm here to browse, not report.
Outside, you cheeky bastard.
Police harassment. Now, don't get desperate, Brown, like your boss here. You're one of our brighter officers, the Chief Constable tells me. You can be sure you'll take over the regional crime squad before our inspector does.
Toms has been a local reporter too long.
What I wrote about you 3 years ago was right, Anderson. You're still the same deadhead. Known throughout the division as the man they never promote.
Come on, outside you.
This is a private house.
I'll take you to your car.
What do you want, Inspector?
You're going to take us to where you found the skull.
It's a theory I had, Jen. I think the place might be the entrance to the coven. Well, I thought you'd like to come.
No, thanks.
It might be preferable that Miss Turner stays here. If Curtoy's is there, we could have trouble.
You think he's in the wood?
I'm sure he is.
Alan, you're enjoying this, aren't you?
I'm interested, yes. I'll see you later.
Are you sure this is the right way?
Yeah, positive. There's a slight rise here. And over there, you can see the caravan.
Uh-huh.
Well, what's left of it. It's almost in line, you see?
Yeah, exactly in line.
Yeah, here we are. We came out here. I recognise this bush shape. Yeah, under the bracken below these trees. I found it by falling down the flaming thing. But I cleared the stuff away when I got out.
Keep the men back, Brown.
Right.
We still seem to be near the edge of the wood.
It's quite near this side. Yes, this is the place. It seems more open now. Hey, somebody else has been here.
Stop. I should go first, I think.
Well, you better be careful. The whole slope's away from under your feet. Pretty sharpish. I nearly broke my neck.
All right. Brown, keep up close.
Right.
Hmm. Not so well hidden now, so you say. A lot of broken foliage. Let's get some of it away.
Ah! That's the edge of the hole. Can you see down?
Yeah. Ah. What have we got there?
Oh, Jesus. That's Curtoy's.
Been there some time by the look of him. Miss Brown. Brown! Told you to keep up.
Just looking at some of these tracks. Nothing but ours, it seems.
We found Curtoy's. He's dead. Get yourself down there, Sergeant.
Right.
Get a move on.
He's been stabbed. More than one wound there.
Is there a weapon?
No weapon.
Damn. Well, you were right, Mr. Cryer. One hell of a great nuisance, this. Open and shut case I had with a known man to find. Now I've got two unsolved murders and an unknown killer on the loose.
Do
Don't you understand nothing what happened outside? They found the old warlock. He's dead.
Stupid. You're frightened, my stallion. Wild-eyed with fright.
Linda.
I got the eye, the power, my Barabano. By day I seek in human shape, at night I fly like an owl.
What are you saying? You did these here things to make me warlock? Is that it?
He's dead, ain't he?
And the Chinaman?
Asking questions.
What do you do with that there sword? Around here, is it?
What do I need with an old sword?
Where is it, then?
You won't find it back there.
That weren't your word, hey? That weren't you?
You're frightened. Real frightened.
There could be someone in the coven. They're all mad or half mad. If it weren't you, Sarah.
Leave off with names.
All names don't never matter now. They won't meet again after this. This will mean the end of the company.
Names do matter. You call me what I say, or I'll put another warlock in your place.
Barney, you are a big, strong, chicken-hearted bastard.
Well, let's have it, Mr. Toms.
I'm paying you for your revelations. Stay with it.
I'm getting out. People have been killed. The cops are sniffing around well and truly now.
If you don't stay with this, I'll have to consider giving you a page to yourself. The sexy exploits of Beau Barney.
Ha! You're going to do well anyway.
As the man who saw the evil of it all, the self-confessed anti-hero. You see, it depends how I choose to write it. Your profile could just as easily fit the villain of the piece.
Now, there's a killer about. I don't want to know no more.
I'm afraid you'll have to.
You don't know what you're messing with.
Yes, I do. A lovely crop of perverted peasant farmers in the main.
Never you think the coven will meet after this?
That's for you to discover. After all, you are the warlock. Such heights of power at so early an age.
There's murder going on. You could finish up like them, too.
Oh? Someone making little models of me, are they?
Yeah, these here people get up to things. You don't know. Don't you realize Sarah's crazy? She'd get a kill to make me warlock.
Is that what you think?
Well, I just don't know.
Stay in there, Barney. Oh. Satisfy the lusty Sarah and keep that long spoon stirring. Make sure I get something worthwhile for my money.
I'm disappointed, Harry. A double murder.
Yes, I'm sorry, sir. The pathologist says the two men were killed within minutes of each other. Both were struck frontal blows.
It seems to me we should have more information about this affair than you've managed to collect.
Well, we didn't expect to find Curtoy's dead.
And what's happening now? There's no movement. Nothing going on. Empty duty books, no house-to-house inquiries. Didn't Sergeant Brown make some recommendations to you about getting among these superstitions in Culleton?
Did he tell you that?
I discussed the case with him this morning.
Oh, indeed. Well, I can't recall him making any profound comments, but then I don't normally act on the advice from Detective Sergeant.
Take him into account, for goodness sake. Now, don't get all gnarled up again, Harry, after I persuaded the standing committee. Well, I hope your convalescence was long enough, that's all.
That I'm not still Potter, you mean?
I don't want to think so. We have a telephone connected with Region.
I don't want to use it.
Nor do I, but Region will have to be brought in unless you come up with something very smartly.
Anderson wants us to stay.
The police can't make us do anything.
It was a request.
And you want to stay.
What are you doing?
Looking for a letter.
You've got a pile in your hand.
These are the ones that came for Jay. I put them on the hall table. One missing.
Oh, how do you know? Did you count them?
No. It was airmail. The rest are all bills, see?
It's not on the floor, is it?
No. Who could have taken it?
Well, I didn't know it was an airmail letter. Did you see the postmark?
No. Oh, it had been forwarded. The address was crossed out.
Forwarded? Of course. It would have gone to the college first.
Oh, yes.
Sarah Carradine. It must have been her when she came that first time.
What would she want with a letter?
Well, a letter for Jay might have some information about him in it. That would be a reason for taking it. Obtain a piece of your enemy.
We'd better report it.
Not to Anderson. I'll mention it to Brown tomorrow.
We've got to look into these witchcraft stories. We have to get off our butts and turn the village over.
Festina lente, Sergeant. I take a long time to absorb things. Not as a result of my convalescence. Let me hasten to add.
Alan Cryer told me Mr. Kerr has some notes on the history of Culleton. Well, the coven could have done this. Murdered Kay and hidden Kirtle.
Ah, the Coven. You give them mafia status. Brown, there are no witches in Cullerton.
I don't agree with you.
I know you don't agree with me. Sit down, Brown. I am a very plain sort of man, and I don't believe in witches. And I don't doubt that there are people more clever than myself who do. Hey, just move your chair an inch, will you?
What?
Wrinkling up the map. Yep. I can't believe that you wish me to accept that there are witches flying over Cullerton.
Look, even the minister at the local church said quite definitely he believes that Satanism is being practiced. And Cryer tells me that Curtois could have been a central figure, if not the warlock.
What does that mean?
A warlock is the leader of a Satanist group.
What does he do? Circle a place like a bat?
Look, these people are capable of murder. We should tear that wood apart and find their hiding place.
Oh, Sergeant. I know you're a beaver for work. But I can't see you and four local bobbies running a tooth comb through 2 square miles of dense shrubbery under 2 years. No, I won't make that move yet. Well, get some answers to some questions first.
Right.
Oh, the chief superintendent may want the regional people in.
We don't need that.
We can't prevent it.
We can sort this case out. It's our patch.
Oh, you mean keep the glory here?
If that's the way you want to read it.
For personal advancement, start by outmaneuvering your inspector. Works wonders with higher management.
Oh, by the way, I forgot. There's a Mr. Denver asking for you about the Curtis case. He's outside.
Oh, it's a nuisance. I'm wanted in pathology. Well, let's see him then.
Right. This way, please.
I come to see someone in charge.
What do you think I am?
Well, I mean, official, I thought, well, a superintendent.
I'm nearly a superintendent. Sit down, Mr. Denver, isn't it?
Right.
So I know you.
Hmm?
Yes, I do. The Denvers, corn and barley from George and Barney, your Barney. The older one emigrated.
I don't know you.
I'm Inspector Anderson. This is Sergeant Brown. Oh.
Well, you've come here for something. Come on, spit it out.
They found Curtois, I hear. Stabbed, weren't he? Like the Chinaman. And they still can't find the weapon.
What have you come to tell us, Mr. Denver?
It belonged to Curtois.
What makes you think that?
Well, they mentioned the shape of the wound. Curtois had a sacred sword in his caravan. Ceremonial thing.
How do you know?
I see it. Long time ago. Had a sort of a red tracing on it.
When were you at the caravan, Mr. Denver?
I told you. Long time ago.
Not last Saturday.
Here. Never you go looking at me. I'm here for your benefit. You're supposed to help the public, he said.
And we appreciate it.
What are you sweating for?
Oh, anxiety states are not significant in themselves, Sergeant Brown. You must allow a man time to perspire.
Who's got this sword now, then?
Why, how should I know? I'm just telling of you. It belonged to Curtois. Whoever killed them, too, he's still got it.
I suppose that's possible.
Well, do you have found it by now?
Why are you telling us this? You wouldn't be trying to finger somebody for this in a roundabout way.
Well, do you just keep your eyes open?
What do you know about the Cullerton witches?
I know nothing about such things.
Never tried to summon the devil?
No.
If you are in this coven and one of your members did it and you know who it is, you'd better tell us his name now.
Sergeant. Do you mind if I am...
I'm just asking questions. That's my job.
Mr. Denver. Telling us about the sword isn't much insurance if you're really frightened of somebody.
Did you hear about Carradine's dog?
Yes.
Well, he's got a wife as well.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
He's jealous. Any man would be.
I see.
I don't know no more. I only told you about the sword.
You see Mrs. Carradine quite a bit, I take it.
Playing around with his wife, are you?
Sergeant. Ah. Oh. Hey, what do you make the time?
11:15.
Hmm? You're slow. I'll make it 17. Look, I must get away to the pathology lab. Don't keep Mr. Denver too long. And let him have a cup of tea, if he wants one.
Inspector?
Yes, sir?
Are you looking for me?
No, sir. I've been to pathology.
What about?
Oh, something they found.
On the bodies?
No, not exactly.
Apart from the stab wounds, you mean?
Yes.
Markings, what?
Well, I'd rather not disclose that at this stage.
What are you talking about?
Well, I have to put a theory to the test, if you don't mind, sir.
I'm not in favour of officers keeping facts to themselves. Harry, you're starting again. You've upset my colleagues before. Now you're antagonising Brown, a capable sergeant who's very keen to see this division do well.
Well, we have the same ends in view. I'll tell you what I know for certain, sir. The murder weapon belonged to Curtoys. We have an eyewitness who saw it in his caravan, the man Denver. Now, my feeling from the beginning has been that the murderer acted on impulse. Now, we know that he used the first weapon that came to hand. I also believe that the fact that Curtoys the gypsy was hidden makes it essential that we learn more about J.K., the psychologist.
But why?
Well, the two men were killed within minutes of each other. J.K.'s body had not been moved, therefore both were killed in the caravan. The killer decides to hide Curtoys with the object of making it look as though he'd done the job. Curtoys is a killer with no surprise to anybody. But surely the logical move was to hide the Chinaman. Nobody knew he was at the caravan. Then Curtoys' body would have been found in the burnt-out caravan, hopefully damaged enough to make the death look accidental.
Why not burn both men with the caravan?
Too risky. Forensically. Anyway, the reason for firing the place was to hide any evidence of a third party.
Chief Superintendent should be on the ground to follow complicated cases. I don't like the thought of inspectors carrying this kind of responsibility.
Well, I hope to have some more information for you shortly, sir. I'm waiting on Hong Kong.
Hong Kong?
Yes, sir. It's the year of the snake. Did you know that?
I don't know what to think of this case. What's your next move?
I have to go to a funeral.
Well, Toms, you wanted to see me?
I've got some information for you. I wanted to see that it's properly treated.
What is it?
Mr. J.K. received some letters before he died. One of them's missing.
I don't see anything in that, even if it is true.
Oh, it's true.
Well, so what?
The letter was from Hong Kong.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I particularly noticed the letter on a pile on the hall table when I was there. An airmail letter with a distinctive stamp.
I see. Who told you it was missing?
Well, nobody. I saw it taken.
You saw?
The point is this. The letter was taken for a reason, and I've a damn good idea why. 2 plus 2.
What?
2 people in Hong Kong at the same time. One of them is dead.
Are you saying that somebody else in Cullerton was in Hong Kong at the same time as J.K.?
Oh, yes. The person who took the letter.
You can't be positive about that.
Listen, I want to be sure that this information is treated properly.
So that's why you're telling me?
Let me put it this way. I wouldn't like to give Anderson anything. I don't like the man, and he's not going to earn any promotion through me. Now, I know you're an ambitious officer. I'm sure the information is more use to you.
This is fantastic. You are asking me to buy this information off you.
Don't get heated. We've got some mutual benefits to discuss.
Mutual benefits? Well, suppose this person was in Hong Kong at the same time as J.K. What's the significance?
The significance lies in their respective roles in the Crown Colony. There's been a dirty connection. That's the significance.
Though he
were dead. Mm. Yeah. There's a few people here,
Aunt. Yeah, just villagers, I think. I thought there would only be us and the college secretary.
It's a pity there's no one here from London to send him off properly.
Thomas is here.
Yeah. Hey, Caroline just came in too. They're sitting together.
Why are all these people here?
In a small village, they go to these things. Anderson and Brown are at the pub.
Sergeant Brown has a wreath with him outside. I keep seeing Jay inside that box.
It is certain we can carry nothing else. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away.
You must accept that the Cullerton witches exist.
I don't believe in them.
You can't just reject them out of hand.
I can. And do.
That's not professional.
Is that meant to be insulting?
I'm sorry. You make life a bit difficult sometimes.
Well, I should see the chief about it. You've already cleared the way.
What do you mean?
Inquiring into my past. Looking on to personnel, I hear. Do us a favor. Give us the SP on old Anderson, Charlie, kind of thing. Oh, I admire your thoroughness. Men should know who they're working for. And I can be difficult. But I am staying on this case.
I want you to stay on the case.
I'm glad. And the number of my day.
Can I be satisfied how long I have to live?
Paradigm? I'm too smart for you. Don't try it. I've got to aim. I ain't taking no more of it. Come on, Ralph.
Every man.
Not even from Sarah. I said that's got to aim. She won't come today. For a bit of fun, she said. I dragged her upstairs and locked her in her room. I'm sure you both enjoyed that. Look, if you blow the gaff on Sarah's sexy dances, you'll have to go a long, long way away to keep your ears from burning.
Oh, well, I've been stupid.
Don't think you're on your own there. Take comfort, Ralph. Pay for your indulgences and enjoy them.
Ago today we were on our way to visit him. Now we're following his coffin.
Jane, give us your hand.
Thanks. I'm all right. What do we do now?
Well, I suppose we stand by the grave.
Look at them crowding round. Not one of them knew Jane.
Except Tom's.
Man that is born of a woman hath but a short time to live and is full of misery. He cometh up and is cut down like a
fire. I escaped! I flew out of the window!
Sarah.
You won't catch me!
No! Thomas! Wait! Thomas. Come back here!
Stop pushing me!
Hold on, will you?
Now what?
John's fallen into the grave!
Calm down! Calm down! Get back, you people!
Inspector!
What?
He's got a knife in his back.
What? Stand away, will you? Brown!
It's all right, we've got him!
Caradine!
He must have had a knife with him.
Me, no! I never did, me, no! Oh,
stay where you are, everybody! Brown, where are those constables?
Down at the gate.
Get him up here. Vicar, I'm sorry. We'll have to stop the burial.
I can take the statements.
A PC will take the statements. You make sure they're correct.
What about Caradine and Sarah?
I'm getting Caradine in, on your observation. Now, you wait here till the lab people have been. Right. I'll check with you later.
Oh, Sergeant Brown.
I didn't know you were still here, Mr. Pryor.
Oh, we were inside. Jenny's a bit upset. We had a row. Oh. She's gone back to the cottage on her own. Look, was it Ralph Caradine who killed Tom's?
Certain.
Did you see him do it?
Well, good as. I reckon he had the knife with him.
Well, how about Sarah?
Well.
She stole a letter from Jay's cottage, you know.
What letter?
A letter from Hong Kong. Airmail letter, forwarded from the college. The secretary remembered that it came from Hong Kong.
Well, why should she steal a letter?
Well, I think she's got more to do with all this than her husband. And where is she now?
Back at her house, maybe. We'll pick her up.
Well, perhaps not so easily.
Why should Mr. K get a letter from Hong Kong?
He came from there. I thought you knew.
Did he tell you what he did there?
He was a psychiatrist before he took up psychological studies.
Does Anderson know this?
No, we didn't tell him. I suppose we should have mentioned that we were invited down here to look for witches. Jay saw some people at a ritual of some kind in the wood one night.
Why didn't you mention it to him?
Well, Anderson didn't seem sympathetic. He seemed stupid anyway. I thought everything would be cleared up when Curtois was found.
Anderson won't buy witchcraft any way it's presented.
Well, perhaps he's afraid of it.
He likes being difficult.
A strange sort of bloke, anyway.
He's not done a lot of active police work lately. Had some wife trouble a few years back. Bit of a shock to him. Now he's all cramped up about being left behind on promotion. Chip on his shoulder. That sort of thing. He can't get on with people.
He didn't like Tom's either, did he?
Right. They tell me Tom's wrote something about Anderson in his paper a few years ago. Anderson wanted details concealed concerning an indecent assault case. Oh. Tom's thought different. Then Anderson retaliated by leaking some false information which Tom's printed and got himself into trouble.
Uh-huh. Look, Sergeant, Jay saw these people dancing naked in the woods. Suppose one of them was Caradine.
Yes, that would be a contributory motive for murder.
But suppose there was somebody else he recognised, or who recognised him?
These notes Mr. Kay made, they still at your cottage?
Yeah.
I'd like a proper look at them.
No, I've been through them. There's no mention of anybody.
Well, now you've mentioned Sarah stealing this letter, I'd like a good look over the place.
Okay. Let's go now.
Did you kill Curtois and the Chinaman?
No, I never.
Curtois killed your dog, they say.
Yes, he killed my dog.
But you shot one of his ravens.
Accidental, I were aiming across. Damn thing jumped up and down on the grass on a chain. Of course that got hit.
When I had to leave here 4 years ago, Sarah was still recovering from an assault.
Your brother went away for that. I'd come back and find you married to her. Now, what are you trying to do to the girl?
I married her out of kindness. But I love her.
Well, why is she behaving like this now? What have you done to her?
It weren't me. Curtis. He started her off on this witchcraft. Told her about an old witch called Copper what lived here once. Got Sarah believing she was part of the family come home. There's others round about at it with her now, raising a devil and the like.
And you let her do this?
Nothing I wouldn't do for her. She let me do things. I like to do things with her.
Kurt always led Sarah into this and killed your dog, and you tell me you didn't settle with him?
I tell you, no. He's gone, the maniac may rot, that's all. It weren't me what did it.
Did you ever meet Mr. Kay, the Chinaman who was murdered with Kurt Oyes?
No. Nope.
Well, what were you doing last Saturday night?
I told the police when they come round. That were a moonlit night. And I see the flames like everybody else. Me and Sarah, see him.
Busy then, was she?
Yes, she was.
What were you doing at the funeral today?
Respect.
For the Chinaman? Not very likely, Mr. Carradine. Talking to Tom's, weren't you? What about? Well, let me tell you. I think Tom's was playing a very old game. A very unlikable fellow, Mr. Tom's. Paying money for stories and getting money for publishing or not publishing them. Depending on the relative reward he was. Blackmailing you on me.
I never killed him.
What do you know about Barney Denver?
Grain merchant salesman.
How'd you get on with him?
He come to the farm. Tall, lifts sacks easy.
What else does he do?
I don't know what you mean.
I'll tell you. He plays around with Sarah.
Not like I do.
Oh? What's that supposed to mean?
That ain't the same.
You know about Barney Denver and your wife.
I always treat her well. She got what she wanted.
She got what she wanted. What did you get?
These here are private things. What Tom was gonna...
He was blackmailing you.
I don't know. I was paying him, that's all. Stop him writing that all down. He wanted more. I told him he couldn't have no more. Hold him up. Said to meet him at the church. He was laughing the way he did. I told him I'd had enough of it. I mean, I've been all through my old dad's money already, and things weren't that good last year. Outside by the grave, we're just standing there, watching the coffin. When Sarah shouted from the other side, I went go for a light. Your sergeant pushed me back. Then I see Tom's fall into the grave with a sword in his back.
Dagger, you mean?
They do call it a sword.
Who do?
The witches.
How do you know?
I've seen it. They meet in the House of Colours.
What are you talking about? The House of Colours was destroyed by fire donkeys years ago.
Not the Colours weren't. They're still there.
You've seen these witches? Are you telling me that you watch Sarah this? You watch Sarah doing whatever she does?
I got a spy hole. I didn't never want to watch her. That was the only way I could enjoy her.
Oh. When I was a lad, they used to talk about the Carradines, your mother and father. It was some time before the village even knew they had sons, apparently. They used to hide you both in a barn, didn't they?
They didn't mean nothing by it. Very private, that's all. Time around here when you got left to yourself. People were what they were.
Yeah. The place was full of characters when I was a kid. It's a lady we call Princess Damara, for instance. Expected children to bow and curtsy to her and got very upset when they didn't. She was a nobody. Just an old tramp. Lived in a hut. She died of a heart attack and a frenzy of temper. And I always felt I was to blame because I never bowed to her. Long time afterwards, I'm informed that this has had a great effect on my life. But I know. I killed that old lady by not bowing to her. I should have had more sense. People need to have their illusions preserved.
I know what's murder and what isn't.
Yes, Chief?
He's here, but I only telexed them yesterday. And would you ask him to wait, please? I'll be along to your office right away.
Jenny? Jenny? Where the hell is she? She must be here.
Are you sure she came back to the cottage?
Look, she was wearing this wool thing round her shoulders.
Well, you said she was crying. Perhaps she simply took off.
No, Jenny wouldn't do that. She flares up about things, but she cools off. I really expected her to be sitting here when we got in.
It only took us 10 minutes or so to get here.
Anyway, she wouldn't just run off without packing or anything, would she?
Well, we'd better have a good look round. Then we'll let Anderson know.
It's that damn Sarah Carradine. I know it. She's paid another visit here.
Ah, here's Anderson now.
We needn't have waited for him. We should have gone straight up to Cullis Wood. That's where she'll be.
Who's that with him? It's Ralph Carradine.
Yeah, and about 20 coppers, too.
Hello, Mr. Cryer. Sergeant Brown.
Oh, hello.
Come on, Carradine.
What's he doing here?
Helping me with my inquiries.
He killed Holmes.
No, he didn't.
Where are you going?
To the back garden. This here, is it?
Well, what are we looking for?
You wanted to find the house of Cullis. You couldn't have been closer. You were living in it.
What, the cottage?
Well, over it, anyway. This ancient monument is the entrance, Carradine says. This bird bath, come sundial.
Oh, I noticed it there, but I've never looked at it.
Hey, how does the thing open, Carradine?
The witch's lair. Oh. You didn't believe in them, Inspector.
Well, as a constable, I was told never to believe my own eyes without supporting evidence. Would you like to lead the way, Brown?
Is Jenny down there?
I believe so.
I'll go first. Jenny!
All right, Carradine. Down you go.
It's a passage. Opening out. What is this place? It's like a church. Jenny? Jenny?
Alan, is that you?
Oh, Jenny, you all right?
Yes.
She's all right. What have you been doing to her?
Nothing, I'm okay. How did you find the place?
Never mind me. How did you get down here?
I saw Sarah in the garden. She was there 1 minute and gone the next. I ran outside and saw that pyramid thing turning. Barney Denver was down here and he pulled me in.
Well, I won't think and see. Get away from her.
She's homeless, Alan.
She's right. I'm innocent. Where's Sarah?
So, you're all right, Miss Turner. Denver, you are a very silly man.
Well, I've been used.
Everybody's been used. Sarah?
She's up on the devil's chair.
No.
Do you keep Carradine away from me? They're both mad. Her and him.
I'll decide who's mad, Denver.
Look at these hangings. The smell, what is it? It's incense of some kind. And the symbols.
Somehow I wasn't frightened when I saw it. The decay's real, but the stuff on the walls is only red paint. And these decorations look plastic.
Do you think Jay found this? Is that why he was killed?
Obviously. The Carradines were in this together.
Here!
I'm here!
She's mad. I didn't make her like it. She's always been crazy.
Get some clothes on, Sarah. It's cold in here.
I am a witch. I got a book of shades and all the rules. I know songs, and I got a goddess name. I'm Sarah Copper, in my old life Anne Copper, the witch of Cullerton.
You remember me, Sarah? Come on down.
What do you think I am? Mad? Inspector Anderson, I know who you are. You're a murderer.
We can do without stupidity. Come down.
You murdered me.
I'm sorry. I did my best to get you looked after.
I've been looked after.
I know. Come down.
She must have stabbed Tom's, not Carradine.
I never looked after her. She's nothing to do with me. I didn't hide her nowhere. She's right. She is a witch. She can get people to do what she wants. Now, look, I work for the papers. That's why I'm here. Tom's paid me to tell him what went on. I'm a newspaper man, that's all.
I know what you are, Denver.
You locked them killers up.
Neither have I known.
See? See? That's what she called me. That's all nonsense.
You and Tom, you betrayed me.
Mr. Anderson, are you there?
Yes, sir. Down here.
Oh, my God, no.
Who's that?
That is Chief Superintendent Dawson. The gentleman with him is Mr. Reynard of the Hong Kong Police Special Service Division. Chief Superintendent, I didn't expect you to follow us here.
What are you talking about, Anderson? You left a message at the station.
Oh, I think you misunderstood. I would have preferred this meeting to be at the station.
Your men told us you were here.
Oh, I see. Mr. Reynard, you recognize this man?
Yes. That is, or was, the man who served with us as a probationary inspector with the Hong Kong Police.
Now serving with the county police as Sergeant Brown.
You stupid bloody fool. What does a country yokel like you know about surfers abroad? Chief Superintendent, my record shows that I served with the Crown Colony. I applied for reinstatement in Britain and was accepted.
There have been some developments.
Well, I think we'll get back to Barnum Police Station. Brown, you will there be formally charged with the murders of J.K. Curtoys and the newspaper man, Geoffrey Toms. You can accept the normal caution.
Where's your proof, Anderson? I don't know what evidence you think you've got.
Oh? Witches' marks, I suppose.
It was an accident. The whole mess was an accident. Well, you want to deal with rioting students sometimes. I had these two stupid kids mouthing slogans at me.
The inquiry in Hong Kong decided you were unfit for further police work in the colony, and you paid somebody a lot of dollars to prevent the report following you back to England. That was possible then. Things are tighter there now.
I was a conscientious officer. They said that too.
Your record here was good enough for you to be reinstated as sergeant.
Yes. It was an unfortunate coincidence to have J.K. turn up in Tullerton.
Unfortunate?
So, J.K. was the psychologist on the inquiry?
Oh, yes, sir. My telex to Hong Kong established this. Yes. All right, Brown. Now you can tell us what happened in the caravan. Curtoys attacked you with a dagger, right?
I was on a routine call. That's what's so stupid. The vicar reported stuff missing from the local chapel. He suspected Curtoys.
Reported to you some time ago, he told me. I had to note the fact that you were already investigating Curtoys before he was murdered, although there was no entry in the duty book.
Well, it was a nutcase. I told him what I was there for. He suddenly grabbed the dagger off the wall and swung at me. Well, I got the weapon away from him, but it made some superficial wound in his chest. Then he brought his knee up, and as I jerked my arm to stop him, the knife slid into his guts. It was self-defense. Stupid, the whole thing.
Then J.K. arrived.
I turned round and he was in the doorway. I couldn't believe it. I don't believe it now. The man who got me slung out of Hong Kong because he reckoned I was a sadist. And I'm facing him with a knife dripping blood.
So you killed him without thinking?
There were a thousand thoughts in my head when I used that knife on him. I wasn't to blame. It wasn't me. It was Curtoys. That mad gypsy was to blame for this. Well, that's why I humped him to the wood and shoved him down that hole. He should have been lost forever.
Then you returned to set fire to the caravan, rather incongruously, shutting the door after you. A detail that didn't fit in with the panicking Curtoys. Something else I had to know.
Well, at least some detective work has been done on this case.
He was just lucky, and he knows it.
And you murdered Toms because of a letter?
Well, he saw me take it from Kay's cottage. When I spotted it was from Hong Kong police, I had to take it. He was trying to put the squeeze on me. He suggested we have another chat in the church after the funeral. I took the knife with me hidden in a wreath. When Sarah appeared, well, it was the best opportunity I had to kill him and shift everything onto Carradines and those damn witches.
Well, what's more relief to me in all this is that we have no nonsense about witches or a village full of perverts. That old-fashioned police methods are still the same way to pursue a case. Lucky charms are not part of a detective's equipment.
Oh, they're part of Anderson's. There is nothing in his background, nothing. He's never been promoted. He can't handle this type of case. You said so yourself. You lied to me, Anderson, about not believing in witchcraft. If it wasn't for that damn souvenir, you'd never have put this down to me.
How can Anderson be so certain?
He says it was Brown who hit me on the head that night. I want to know why. He's got some evidence we don't know about. Whatever it is, it seems that witchcraft doesn't figure at all.
Disappointing for you?
Yeah, but the witches haven't gone. They're still here somewhere, so is Sarah.
Poor Sarah. It's funny. Jay's death killed something in me and awakened something in you. Perhaps you are better at coming to grips with reality. I don't know. Anyway, I'm finishing the course. One of the main reasons being to get a better degree than you. And don't give me that opposite poles routine again, or I'll raise another lump on your head.
Well, wait till we get back to the poly. There's a lot of argument left in me.
Ah, you're still here.
Oh, Inspector, you told me on the way here that it was Brown who gave me this thump on the head. But why? Just because I was nosing around the caravan?
Well, he was looking for something. He didn't want you to find it first.
Well, what was he looking for?
I hesitate to say this, but I suppose it was, a lucky charm.
A what?
A thin gold chain, sort of identification bracelet. I noticed it on Brand's wrist when I first met him. It was missing, following the discovery of JK's body. Brand knew he'd lost it, most probably in the struggle with Kurt Oyce, but it could have been anywhere. Unfortunately for him, he turned up in the pathology department.
Pathology?
They found it in the respiratory channel of the dog skull clutched by the dead Mr. K. Now, we must suppose that he stuffed it in there to identify his killer, which he did. Very precisely. There it is.
What a chain. With a red five-pointed star. It's a pentacle.
No. Just a souvenir from Communist China. Whatever else it is, Mr. Cryer, it is not a defense against demons.
In No Defense Against Demons by Brian Lee, Inspector Anderson was played by Hayden Jones, Sergeant Brown by Michael Byrne, Jenny was played by Rosalind Ayres, Alan by Christopher Gard, J.K. Eric Young, Dawson Peter Howell. Sarah was played by Diana Bishop, Ralph Michael Goldie, Barney Peter Tuttenham, Toms Alaric Cotter, and Curtois William Eagle. Other parts were played by Rod Beecham and William Eagle. Radiophonic sounds were created by Paddy Kingsland of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The play was produced and directed by Cherry Cookson.